Trump set Sunday deadline for Hamas to accept peace deal. President Donald Trump has given Hamas until October 5 to accept a deal to end the war between the terrorist group and Israel and release all the hostages. Trump announced the deadline in a post on Truth Social on October 3. An agreement must be reached with Hamas by Sunday evening at 6 p.m., Washington, D.C. time. Every country has signed on. If this last-chance agreement is not reached, all hell, like no one has ever seen before, will break out against Hamas. There will be peace in the Middle East one way or the other, Trump wrote in his post. Hamas has been a ruthless and violent threat, for many years, in the Middle East. They have killed, culminating with the October 7 massacre, in Israel, babies, women, children, old people, and many young men and women, boys and girls, getting ready to celebrate their future lives together. As retribution for the October 7 attack on civilization, more than 25,000 Hamas soldiers have already been killed. Most of the rest are surrounded and militarily trapped, just waiting for me to give the word, GO, for their lives to be quickly extinguished. As for the rest, we know where and who you are, and you will be hunted down and killed. Trump also called on Palestinians to go to safe parts of Gaza. I am asking that all innocent Palestinians immediately leave this area of potentially great future death for safer parts of Gaza. Everyone will be well cared for by those that are waiting to help, Trump said, adding that his warning is, one last chance. Israel has accepted a 20-point plan put forward by the United States to end the war. The plan includes de-radicalizing Gaza and making it a terror-free zone. Redeveloping Gaza. Releasing alive and deceased hostages within 72 hours of Israel agreeing to the plan. Immediately ending the war. Israel releasing 250 life-sentenced prisoners and 1,700 Gazans who were detained after the October 7, 2023, attack on Israel by Hamas. And sending humanitarian aid into Gaza. Gaza would be governed by a technocratic and apolitical Palestinian committee subject to oversight by a Board of Peace chaired by Trump and comprising heads of state as well as former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Also, under the plan, no one would be forced to leave Gaza. Additionally, Hamas would have no role in Gaza and its administration, and all terrorist infrastructure would be destroyed. An international stabilization force would be deployed to Gaza to train and provide support to vetted Palestinian police forces in Gaza, and consult with Jordan and Egypt, who have extensive experience in this field, according to the plan.